Father, in Jesus' name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we bless your name. We adore you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for your helps and blessings you have sent into our lives. Thank you for your power that is changing our lives, changing our circumstances. Thank you, Lord, for enforcing your will to happen in our lives. Praise forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your strength that is enabling us to succeed, to excel, and to make progress. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit that is with us, that is in us, guiding us and teaching us your ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for impossible things you have made possible in our lives. Thank you for new things you have begun to do for us. Thank you for reversing those things the enemy already programmed to happen to us. Thank you for frustrating the efforts of the wicked concerning us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for turning their efforts into nothing. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for the prayers we have prayed on this platform before now that you have answered. We thank you for the prayers we are going to pray this midnight that you are still going to answer. Thank you, Lord. We are here to seek your face, to pray, to call upon your name in faith. Oh Lord, hear us from your throne and send help into our lives and situations. In the name of Jesus, let there be swift interventions from your throne as we pray tonight. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our lives, O Lord. Take your place in our lives. And let your name be forever praised. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And we welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer point. Reminding of the goodness of Jesus and of all he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and of all he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. We follow on the Lord, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be preached, who is worthy to be preached. I will call upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be preached, who is worthy to be preached, so shall I be safe from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Nearly said I believe that I, oh Lord, believe that I, for you are holy, righteous, and worthy. Oh Lord, believe Believe that I believe that I hold, believe that I all you are holy, righteous and holy. Oh Lord, believe that you are not Emmanuel. You are not Emmanuel. You are the God who opens doors no man can stop. You are not Emmanuel. You're not Emmanuel. You are the God of everything. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you, Father. No one like you. No one like you, Savior. No one like you, Master. You are the God of everything. No one like you. Any time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Any time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you said is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to fail us. Yahweh, you are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives, and we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. you are calling at evening dawn. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never change, you never fail. You are covenant keeping God. Zion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are forever faithful. You are covenant keeping God. I would trust you forever, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. In the blood, there is power mighty in the blood. In the blood, there is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Everlasting power. There is power mighty in His blood. Dominion power. There is power mighty in His blood. Healing power. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving. In my heart, I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gate. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. All the glory, all glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you are been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord.
We are so grateful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Manifest Lord Jesus, manifest the power of your praises. We need you, Lord. Manifest, let your glory manifest. Reveal the greatness of you. Manifest your power and glory. Manifest, Lord Jesus, manifest the power of your praises. We need you, Lord. Manifest, let your glory manifest. Reveal the greatness of you. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are all we do is first. You are Alpha and Omega and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to Lord, my God, when I've been on the won't see that all the words thy hands at me, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. is play. Then sings my soul. Then sings my soul. My Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Great thou art. It sings my soul, my Savior. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Magnify him. Exalt him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The God of heaven and the earth. The King of the universe, the King of the whole earth, the Almighty God, the God of the everlasting covenant, His throne is highly exalted. Far above all thrones. His glory fills the earth. His name is highly exalted. Far above all other names. His dominion has conquered the earth. Glorify him. He speaks and his words come to pass. He is the great physician, the great deliverer, the great restorer. He's a mighty savior, the mighty redeemer. Praise him. He does miraculous works, astonishing works, shocking miracles, shocking wonders. Praise him. He controls the whole world. With his strong mind, he made rulers of nations bow at his feet. We worship him, Father. You are mighty. You are strong. We can be weak, but you are forever strong. Men can be unfaithful, but you are forever faithful. We praise you, Lord. You change unchangeable things. You reverse irreversible things. You do impossible things. We worship you, Father. When you bless a man, no one can curse that man. And when you curse a man, no grown and blessed that man. We worship you, Lord. Only you can decree a thing, and it will happen. We praise you, Father. You are the revealer of secrets. You reveal even the deep secrets in darkness. You interpret that sentences. We worship you, Lord. You give hope to the hopeless. Help to the helpless. We praise you, Father. You give healing to the sick. Wisdom to the unwise. Blessed be your holy name. We worship the Lord. You control times and seasons. You confuse your enemies to the point that they start fighting themselves and destroying themselves. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to pray. Prayer of thanksgiving. You can say, thank you, Lord, for executing your judgment on my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for executing your judgment on my enemies. Thank you for destroying the destroyer. Thank you for destroying the oppressor. Thank you for executing your judgment, your wrath, your anger upon my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord. For speaking good things over my life. Thank you for promising good things for my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for speaking good things concerning my life. You have not spoken evil over my life. You keep on speaking good things over my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for promising good things for my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him again. I'm going to say, Father, thank you for lifting up my life to the point where I can no longer go down. Say, Father, thank you for lifting up my life, for elevating my life to the point where I can no longer fall. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Father, for lifting up my life, for elevating my life, for promoting my life to that level of here from where I can't come down anymore. Thank you, Father. You, Father, for exalting my life to the height where I can't come down anymore. We thank you, Lord, because from this day onward, I shall continue to go up. I shall continue to increase. And that. Thank you, Father. Because there shall no longer be a rising and falling in my life. I will continue to rise. I will keep on rise. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, my Father and my God. Hear my cry. Help me. You're going to say, my Father and my God. Hear my cry to thee and help me. Open your mouth and pray it down. My Father and my God. My Father and my God. Hear my cry and help me. I believe you are talking to him. He's your Father. He's your Creator. To hear my cry tonight and help me as I will call on you in this place. Hear me and help me as I will call upon your name. Oh Lord, hear me and help me. In the name of Jesus, among millions of people calling upon you, say, Father, let my voice be heard by you. Hear me, O Lord, and help me. Do not ignore my cry. Do not ignore my prayers. Hear me, O Lord, and come to my rescue. Come to my help. Thank you, Father. name. We have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray. We saw in the scriptures how that man prayed earnestly, seriously, you know him, you know his name. His name was Jabez. Jabez. The living God. He said, "Oh God, would you please enlarge my territory? Would you please enlarge my coast?" And God said to him, "I pray that God is going to hear you tonight. Do we have sign? So you're going to pray. With a serious and desperate heart. You're going to say, "My Father and my God." As you see to me and change my life. I don't know if there are some things you no longer want to see in your life. There could be spiritual things. There could be physical things. If you really don't want to see those things anymore in your life, pray seriously. Say, "My Father and my God." Speak me and change my life. Change my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, "My Father and my God, as you see to me now, change my life. Change my life. Change my life. Change my story. Change my history. As you see to me, rewrite my destiny. Rewrite my story. Rewrite my history. Say, "My Father and my God, please to me now. Please to me now. Give me a visitation that will end my limitation. Give me a visitation that will end my suffering and pains." Say, "Father, give me a visitation that will end my sorrow, that will end my poverty." Say, "Father, give me a visitation that will change my life. Visit me now. I don't want to continue like this. I want you to talk to God from your heart. Tell him things you don't want to continue to be in your life. Say, Father, visit me and change my life. Lord, visit me and change my life. I want things to change. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If God does not answer prayers, as a person, you will not come here and lead you to pray. I'm a prayer warrior because God answers prayers. I pray a lot because God answers prayers. So if God does not answer prayers, there's no need for us to be here. But the truth is, God answers prayer. So when you come here to pray, don't pray like it's just a routine. Let me just come. Well, you just go back like that, empty-handed. Don't just pray the routine every Friday midnight, every Wednesday midnight. We just come here and pray. No, or maybe you just come so that I can be aware that you join the prayer. No, don't come because you want me to be aware that you joined the prayer session. Come because you want to meet with your Creator. Because you want to meet with your Father. Because you know He answers prayers. So let that be your motivation. And if He answers prayers, then why should you just pray sluggishly? If you know that what you are saying in God's presence is going to be answered by God, then why should you just say those words like you are being forced to say them? It's just like someone gives you an open check, write any amount. Will you not be eager to write? Same thing applies to prayer. So if we know that God answers prayers, shouldn't we be serious about it? Shouldn't we be so excited about it? So you're going to pray again. Pray because you know that God will answer you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, no new things in my life. I don't want the limitations of last year to continue with me. Or I don't want to continue in the limitations that last year. Or in the limitations that have been in my life for years. Say, Father, visit me new things in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, visit me and do new things. New things. to do new things. You don't want to continue in the same failures that have been occurring in my life persistently. Say, Father, I don't want to continue in the same limitations that have been in my life all these years. I want a change. I want a change. Talk to Him. Say, my spiritual life, I want a change. In my spiritual life, I want a change. In my prayer life, I want a change. In my relationship with you, I want a change. In my financial life, I want a change. Begin to mention those areas you want changes in your life. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Say, Father, I do not want to continue in the failures that have been happening in my life. Visit my life and do new things. I want to tell new stories. I want to share new testimonies. I visit my life, do new things. Do new things. I hope you are talking to Him. The beauty of a prayer ministry is not about the man of God that is leading the prayers, is about the fact that God is in the midst of the prayer meeting. So hear the prayers of His people. And that is what prayer ministry is about. And God is here to hear your prayer. Talk to Him. Say, Father, I don't want the failures of last year to continue with me in this year. I want a change. I don't want the delay to continue. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. That man called Jabez came to a point in his life and he felt like things must change. Have you come to that point in your life and then you felt like this thing must go? That you felt like things must change. If you are really going to fulfill your destiny, you must come to those points in your life. Yeah, if you don't have any experience like that, you have to create one. Yeah, there must be instances where you have come to a point, I mean, where you sat down and then you thought about your life, your entire life from childhood to your present age, and then you felt like certain things should no longer continue in your life. You felt like things have to change. Have you ever come to that point? If you haven't come to that point, I want you to come to that point right now in this prayer session. you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me great mercy. It says, Father, show me great mercy. And stop everything in my life that is contrary to your will. Everything happening in my life that is contrary to your will. Say, Father, show me great mercy. Stop everything happening in my life, happening in my days, that is contrary to your will for my life. Stop them now. End them now. Open your mouth and pray. That best come, it came to that point. You have to come to that point right now. Say, Father, show me great mercy. Show me great mercy. Put an end to the things happening to me that is contrary to your will. More than 80% of the things happening to Christians on daily basis are not in agreement with the will of God. And it's so painful that those Christians, they are just so comfortable with those things happening to them. Are you comfortable with things happening in your life that are not the will of God for your life? How can you be so comfortable with those things? Can't you see that they are not the will of God for you? Say, Father, show me great mercy. And terminate everything happening to me. Happening in me. Happening around me that is contrary to your will for me. Show me great mercy and end them now. End those things right now. And Lord, end them right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Jabez cried unto the living God. God heard him. His life. We are going to pray. We need to say, Father, release those hells that the enemy has blocked from entering into my life. Say, Father, release those hells the enemy has blocked from entering my life. Open your mouth and pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, release the helps. Release the helps. The enemy has blocked from entering into my life. Release those helps right now. Release those helps right now. Those helps that should come from foreign lands, foreign nations. Oh Lord, release the helps right now. Helps that should come from strangers that the enemy has blocked. Father, release the helps right now. Helps that should come from where I am walking, that the enemy has blocked. Father, release the helps right now. In the name of Jesus, release the helps right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. It's for you. I'm responding to the request from our sister that says she has been having palpitations. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Let whatever is going on in your heart that is not the will of God disappear now. Let it stop forever now. In Jesus' name. It is done. You are fine. So let's continue. You're going to pray. You're going to say, my Father and my God. Let a new beginning of new lessons. And to be my Father and my God, let a new beginning of new blessings, new opportunities, new strength, new glory, new honor happen to me now. Begin to pray like that. A new beginning of new things, new blessings, new favor, new progress, new prosperity. The Father, let it happen to me now. Let it happen. New of me. New of this. Anointing, new let it happen to me then. New beginning of new assignment from God, new revelations. Let it happen to me now. I believe you're praying like that. A new beginning of new connections. Let them happen to me now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, set me on a path to victory and greatness. Help me into victory and greatness. Say, Father, set me on the path of victory and greatness, and stay with me there till I get the victory and the greatness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Like that. Long. The Father set me on the path that leads to victory, on the path that brings victory. Set me on the path that leads to greatness and honor. Here with me on that path till I get the victory, the greatness, the honor. In the name of Jesus. Walk with me on that path till I become who you say I am. Who you want me to be, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Some Christians, they don't walk with God. They want to see the promises of God come to pass in their lives. How is that going to happen? You have to walk with God daily. Yeah, walk with Him daily. Follow His footsteps. That is how you will see all of His promises happen in your life. God called Abraham, who later became Abraham, from his father's house. And He told him to go to a land you will show him. Now, when God gave that promise, He stayed with Abraham. And Abraham stayed with him. Yeah, so along the journey, God will keep appearing to Abraham. And he will set an altar in wherever God appears to him or appeared to him, and even offer sacrifices. My point is that the God who made a promise to you needs you to walk with him daily for the promise to happen. Yeah, because there are things you will learn as you journey into the fulfillment of his promises. So you have to learn to walk with God. Because he's the one that will walk you into those promises. Not that God gives you a promise and then you now want to use your human wisdom to actualize it. It not work like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, teach me to walk with you so that you can take me into the fulfillment of your promises for my life. Teach me to walk with you daily. Some of you, you only remember God when you are happy, when you are excited. You don't even remember God when you are in the midst of some situations that are not pleasant. Say, Father, teach me to walk with you daily. Take me into the fulfillment of your promises for my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, teach me to walk with you daily. To walk with God is to lean on him daily. To lean on him. To depend on him daily. To walk with God is to allow him to lead in everything you do daily. To walk with God is to seek his will daily. Seek his voice daily. That is what it means to walk with God. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me to walk with God as he is taking me into the fulfillment of his promises for my life and destiny. Teach me to walk with God correctly. Teach me to walk with God correctly. Get instructions from him, to obey him. That is it. And the other one, to walk with God is to obey him every day, to please him every day. That is what it means to walk with God. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me to walk with God, so that I can lay hold of his promises for my life. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust you and obey you even when I do not understand. Your dealings with me. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust you and to obey you. Even when I don't understand your dealings with me, even when I don't understand the future, even when I don't understand the reason behind what you're asking me to do, say, Father, help me to trust you and obey you. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to trust you. Help me to believe you and obey you. Even when I don't understand why you ask me to do the things you ask me to do. Even when I don't understand why you lead me the way you are leading me. Even when I don't understand your dealings with me, say, Father, help me to still trust you. Help me to still obey you. Whether I understand your ways or not, help me to trust you in all things. Help me to obey you in all things. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up the right hand. Say the name of let the power of God say the faith of my life what God wants my life to look like. There's a way your life should look like. Raise up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God change the face of my life. So what it is meant according to the will of God. Open your mouth and pray like that. So let the power of God change the appearance of my life. Change the look of my life to what it is supposed to be according to the plans of God for me. In the name of let the power of God change the face of my life. Let the power of God change the appearance of my life to the way it is meant to. What do you know? Jesus' name. All the afflicted. Amen. That's the way to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to fulfill my vows. The Holy Spirit, help me to fulfill my vows. The vows that I made in my heart. The vows that I made in my heart towards God, towards the things of God. So Holy Spirit, help me to fulfill those vows. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to fulfill my vows toward God. The things I vowed that I will be doing for God. Holy Spirit, help me to always remember them. If you make vows and you refuse to fulfill them, why do you expect God to fulfill His own promises for you? So, Holy Spirit, help me to fulfill my vows that I made in my heart toward God and toward the things of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, all the offspring. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Let the powerful presence of God rest upon my life. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Let the powerful presence of God rest upon my life to enforce the will of God to happen in my deeds. In the name of Jesus. You need to pray like that. So let the powerful presence of God rest upon my life and situations. So I have forced the will of God to happen in my deeds. In the name of Jesus, let the proper presence of God sit upon my life. Let the powerful presence of God be rooted in my life. To enforce the will of God to happen in my deeds. In the name of the Lord. Stuff name. we are free. Now, open your Bibles to that, please. We read some time ago, not too long, Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. I'm going to read verse 12. In those days when you pray, I will listen. Verse 13. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Verse 14. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you. I will bring you home again, your whole land. Verse 12 says, in those days when you pray, I will listen. And then the next verse says, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in my heart a strong body to seek you and to seek you all actively in prayer. You're going to say, Father, put in my heart a strong hunger, a strong body, a strong desire to seek you all actively at this time. And open your mouth up, pray like that. Like that. If Father put on my heart a strong body, a strong passion, a strong desire, a strong hunger to seek you wholeheartedly and find you at this time. If we don't seek him, we will not find him. Jesus said, seek and you will find. If you don't seek for revelations, you won't find them. If you don't seek for instruction, for directions, you won't find them. Say, Father, impress on my heart at this time strong desire, strong body to look for you, to seek you, to seek your face, to seek your wisdom, to seek your power. To seek your knowledge, to seek your visitation, your encounters. Say, Lord, put on my heart such bodies that would drive me to pray and fast so that I can see you, so that you can visit me. So that I can hear from you. See, Father, put in me that passion, that desire. Please, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. Amen. Don't forget that. It says, wholeheartedly. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. This is New Living Translation. Yeah, another translation says, if you look for me with the whole of your heart, you will find. So which means if you don't seek him wholeheartedly, he will not be found by you. We must seek him wholeheartedly. What is the Lord saying concerning your life right now? You know it. How will you know it? You don't seek him wholeheartedly. We are so distracted in this generation. And we are always busy chasing nothing. We are always busy chasing the wind, running after the wind. Some of you can't even explain how you spent your first 12 hours in yesterday. You know, yesterday is gone already. Some of you can't even explain how you spent your first 12 hours, what you used them to do, because you can't even remember. You are just so distracted. Here and there, doing things that does not have any value to your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. You receive grace to seek God wholeheartedly. I refuse to be distracted. I receive grace to seek God wholeheartedly. So that I am find him. Open your mouth and press it down. Some people will say, well, I can't hear from him. It's a lie. You can hear from him. Except maybe you are not a human being. Every human being that has the human spirit, I hear from God. Or maybe I should say, we hear from God. He might not speak to you the way you want him to speak to you, but you will hear from him. He will send message. There's no way you will seek God wholeheartedly that he will not send a message. It's not possible. I've not had that before. And it will not start with your own life. I've not heard that anyone sought God wholeheartedly and God did not send a message. That's never happened before. Except they did not seek him wholeheartedly. See, I receive grace to seek God wholeheartedly. See, I receive grace to seek God wholeheartedly so that I can find him. So that he can find me. So that he can come to me. So that he can visit me. So that he can lead and direct me. See, I receive grace to seek God wholeheartedly. In the name of God. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Another mistake many Christians make is that when they pray or when they seek God, they want God to answer or to appear by doing a physical miracle. Yeah. Let's say they are seeking God for breakthroughs. Yeah. So they want God to answer or to visit them by doing the breakthrough. Yeah, but in most cases that is not how God responds. Usually he will not respond first by doing the breakthrough. Especially when there are still other things he wants you to do. So usually what he will do is he will keep sending messages. More like communication, like a phone conversation. You are talking to someone. So you keep sending messages to you about that thing you are seeking him for. He will be giving you messages. Things you still need to do. Things you still need to pray about. Yeah. He will be giving you directions. Before you will now see the breakthrough manifest. So some people, they don't wait to get those messages. They don't even look for those messages. They don't wait for those messages. So once they pray, they just want the physical miracle to happen. Whereas there are many things God still wants you to do. And he wants to he wants you to pay attention, to listen to those messages and instructions, because they are the key to the breakthrough you are looking for. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to wait for divine messages and instructions and directions from God as I seek you. In prayer, as I seek him in fasting, see, I receive grace to wait, to receive divine messages, instructions, and directions from the Lord as I continue to seek him. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I receive grace to wait, to expect divine messages from the Lord, to wait for divine instructions, for divine directions, while I continue to seek him. I receive grace to wait for him to speak to me while I continue to seek him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. So what does it mean to look for God wholeheartedly? What does it mean? It also means that you have not exalted anything else in your heart above God. It means while you are seeking for God, you have not exalted something. It means you don't have an idol in you. It means you have not exalted something or someone in your heart above God. Then you will find him. So you're going to pray. It is in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever I have allowed to take the place of God in my heart, that is not allowing me to find God. Wrong right now. Whatsoever I have allowed to take the place of God in my heart, that is keeping me away from finding him, I dethrone them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Some of you have exalted money above God in your heart. Where God should be, that's where you have placed money in your heart. And that is why you can't find God when you seek him, because there's an idol in your heart. Some of you is maybe a man, a woman, a human being. You have placed in the position God should occupy in your heart. Begin to say, I dethrone those things. Everything that I have allowed to occupy the place of God in my heart, I dethrone them. I dethrone them from that place. I dethrone them from that place right now in the name of Jesus. No matter how good that thing may be, or how important it may look like, I dethrone them all. Inasmuch as they are now taking the place that is only meant for God in my heart, I dethrone them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, if you seek me, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. What does it mean to look for him wholeheartedly? It also means that you have made your God the most valuable. Yeah, some people, they don't give God their attention. They even give their spouse. They don't give God the attention they give human beings. Some, they don't even spend, they don't spend long time with God than they spend with human beings. Yeah, so it means you have not made him the most valuable in your life. Then how do you expect to find him? Yeah, you have to be the most valuable. That is when you will find him. Meaning that you are willing to sacrifice everything because of him. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is likened to a man that found a precious item in a field, and then he went to sell everything he had to buy that field. So when God is not the most valuable in your life, you will not find him. It will be difficult to find him. You can find some other gods. Like we have some people today that they say they hear from God, but they are not hearing from God. They are hearing from the gods in the second heaven. And those gods, they also can speak deep things. Those gods in the heavenly places, they can also speak deep things. In fact, sometimes they speak just like the way God will speak. be man, but they are not God. Anyone that will really seek God and find Him must make Him the most valuable, the most important in their lives. So you are going to pray. You can say the name of Jesus. I receive grace to make God the most valuable in my life and to prove it in my actions. Yeah, because it is easy to say, oh, God is the most valuable in my life. It is easy to say and not prove it with actions, with daily actions. What you have not proven is not true. Anything about you that have not been proven, even if you say it with your mouth, is not true. You have to prove who you really are. So you are going to say, I receive grace to make God, to make His kingdom the most valuable in my life, and to prove it in my actions. Open your mouth and pray like that. That is how to find Him. There is no other way. See, I receive grace to make God and His kingdom the most valuable in my life, the most important. Receive grace to prove it in my actions, to prove it in my decisions and choices, that indeed God and His kingdom are the most important to me. I receive grace to prove it in everything I do, that indeed God and His kingdom are the most valuable to me, most valuable in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. Some days ago, I was talking to my wife, and I told her that some years back, I used to really encourage people to do spiritual things. I used to text them, call them, brethren, you need to pray, you need to pray, you need to fast. You need to study the Word of God, it will change your life. But today, I have stopped. I intentionally stopped doing that. Why? Because I found out that it's not working. I realized that the Christians that we have in the world today, they don't want God. They don't want to grow spiritually. Yeah. All they want is physical things. They don't want spiritual things. Yeah, so I just concluded that let me just pray for these people. Yeah. You know, sometimes on this prayer line, sometimes you come here, you see that we are not even up to, sometimes we are not up to 15. Sometimes we are not even up to 14 or 13. Yeah, and I will not go and ask anyone, why is it that we did not, why is it that we didn't see you at the prayer meeting last night? No. I don't want to do that anymore. I used to do that before. Why? Because I realized that the Christians in this generation can only do things they want to do. Yeah, so I discovered that they don't actually want spiritual things. Yeah, and the only thing that can make them to want spiritual things is for some people to pray. Yeah, so even if you tell them, you missed prayer yesterday, hope you'll be available for the next session, they will say yes. And sometimes they can be available maybe like two, three times. And after that, for the next maybe 2 weeks, you don't see them again. So the point remains that the love of God in our hearts is dying. Jesus told Peter, he said, "Lovest thou me more than this?" The passion for God in our hearts is dying. The hunger for God in our hearts, in fact, is dead. It's already dead in the hearts of men. Yeah, it's already dead. You're going to pray for yourself. That the love of God will not die in your heart. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Holy Spirit, do not let the love of God die in my heart." Do not let the love of God down in my soul. Do not let the love of God die in my mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Do not let the hunger for God die in my soul. Do not let the passion for God die in my soul. Do not let the strong desire to be with God, to spend time with God, die in my soul. Say, "Holy Spirit, help me. Save my soul." Apostle Paul said, "What shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Are there some things that can separate you from the love of Christ? Can poverty be strong enough to separate you from the love of Christ because you don't have money and then you don't love Him again? Or love Him as you used to love Him So Holy Spirit, do not allow the love of God, the love of Christ, die in my heart. In the name of Jesus, help me to love Jesus, to love God, always, no matter what. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. And then we'll round off the session. So look for him wholeheartedly also mean that you are not ready to give up until he shows up. To look for God wholeheartedly means you are not going to give up on him until he shows up. It means you are not going to quit. Pray. You are not going to quit waiting until he shows up. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to never give up on seeking God until he comes to me, until he comes to save me, until he comes to heal me, until he comes to reveal himself to me, until he comes to speak to me. So Holy Spirit, help me to never give up on seeking God until I find him. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, keep on seeking. Matthew 7:7. Other translation said, keep on seeking and you will find him. Keep on asking and you will receive. Keep on knocking and the door will open. To seek him means to keep on seeking until he shows up. Even if it will take weeks and months and years, say, Holy Spirit, help me to never give up on seeking God until he comes to me. Help me to never give up on seeking God until I find him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. No more prayer points. You're going to pray. Have you ever asked God to break you and then pick you up pieces by pieces and make you to the person He wants you to be. Have you ever prayed that prayer before? That God should break you. Or are you so full of yourself and you think you're already who you're supposed to be? Anything that gives you an impression that as you are right now, that is who you're supposed to be in attitude, in character, in lifestyle. That thing wants to destroy your life. You need to ask him to break you. I remember when I was still growing to know him. Yeah, I used to look for opportunities to be broken by God. I used to look for things that I would get involved in that would make God break me more. I used to want to do those things. Yeah. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, you created me. Break me down. Make me into the person you want me to be. Open your mouth and pray like that. I believe you are praying. Say, Father, you created me. Break me down completely and pick me up pieces by pieces. So make me into the person, into the man, into the woman you want me to be. Say, Lord, break me down. It's not always sweet to be broken. But if you let God break you, you will enjoy who you will later become. Has God said not? Be broken. Say, Father, you created me. Break me down completely and then make me into the person that can please you. Make me into that man that loves you naturally, that will please you naturally, that obeys you naturally, a man after your heart. Make me into such person. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we are praying. Amen. The last prayer point there's no way you can really know God deeply if you have not been broken down many times. When we talk about brokenness, it doesn't always happen once. It used to happen many times. I cannot count how many times I've been broken. Yeah, so there will always be parts in your life that still needs to be amended by God. Yeah. So born again, being born again is a process. Yeah. It's a transformation process. It doesn't happen just one time. So those parts that still need to be transformed, so God will break them. He will keep breaking you so that the old man will die and a new man can emerge. Now, when I discovered that many Christians today still love the old man, the person they used to be before they met Christ, the way they used to talk, think, reason, associate, behave. So many, they still love that Adamic nature. So that is why they are still not a changed person. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, keep on breaking me. Until the perfect me is born. To say, Lord Jesus, keep on breaking me until the matured me is born. Spiritual maturity is not about how old you are. I've seen old people that are very immature spiritually. Very immature. Say, Lord Jesus, keep on breaking me until the perfect me is born. Begin to fill it up. The perfect vision now. Lord Jesus, keep on breaking me. Keep on making me. Break me, make me. Break me, make me. Break me, make me. Until the perfect me, the matured me, emerges. All perfect, all my joy to me. Until that one is created, don't stop breaking me. Don't stop making me. I humble myself under your hand. Do as you want with my life. Are you praying like that? And do you mean it as you are saying it? Are you sincere about that? By saying, Lord, do as you want with me. Are you saying it sincerely? And I am matured, fully matured in you, perfect, spotless, blameless in you. Keep on breaking me, keep on making me. Do as you please with my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So I'm going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we are grateful for this time in your presence. Thank you for always helping us, blessing us, touching us. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is walking in our spirits, souls, and bodies. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the blessings you have given to us already. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for the deliverances. Thank you for the breakthroughs. Thank you for your interventions. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in our lives that is helping us to know you more and more. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the things you have exposed to us during this prayer session. Thank you because you will help us to align with your will for our lives. We pray forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you help as many that are hearing my voice right now. Help them, oh Lord, to begin to seek you wholeheartedly so that you can be found by them in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will intentionally give yourself special prayers and fastings just because you want to look for God and find Him. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will make your God, your Creator, your Savior, and your Lord the most valuable, the most important, in your life henceforth, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those of you that are going through a period of scarcity and lack. I pray that God in His mercy shall supply all your needs in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will be filled with everything that is lacking in your life. Heaven shall fill you with those things in the name of Jesus. The physical blessings that you need so that you can demonstrate how much you love God better than you have ever done. Receive those blessings now in the name of Jesus. The physical blessings that you need that will make starving God very easy for you. That will make fulfilling God's assignment very easy. Receive them now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of destruction that is affecting your personal walk with God, I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Your walk with God shall become very glorious in this new year. In the name of Jesus. Your spiritual life shall be fully revived. And may the power of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. In Jesus' name.